Welcome. You're listening to the Leadership Intensive Training Podcast. Every week, we'll equip you with all the tools you'll need to become a strong leader within your campus ministry. We look forward to seeing you grow and making disciples here at Yale.
Hey Chi Alpha, it's Sarah, and we're so excited to start this leadership training class together. So as we do, let's just imagine that we are back in the fall and you are about to head to your first class, but not just your first class. This is the class you really wanted. It's the class that you campaigned to get into and you maybe even written an essay, but now the day has come, you're ready to go. And so maybe on this day, you got up early, you ate your breakfast sitting down, not running down the street, you maybe put on your favorite shirt, you got to class 5 minutes ahead of schedule and sit in the front row, maybe even learned the name of not just your professor, but her children, just for good measure. But I bet that over the course of the next several weeks, it probably became clear early on that there were areas in this field where you were uninformed or simply incorrect. But your interest in this topic leads you to press in and ask questions. So you do extra reading, you show up, you continue to sit in the front row. And when the semester is over, you may not proclaim to be an expert in this field, but you're much better equipped to handle the material as well as study and upskill and even potentially lead in this area. So in other words, on the most basic level, as the semester comes to an end, you could begin teaching this subject to others. And in a similar way, that's where we find the disciple Timothy as he begins to minister in the city of Ephesus. Now, Timothy came from a family where his father was not a believer, but his mother and his grandmother were, and they had been praying for Timothy to find faith on his own. And so after Timothy becomes a Christian in his teens, he meets a man named Paul, who we know is a religious Pharisee turned faithful disciple. And Paul begins to train Timothy, not just to live a life of faith, but then how to share that life of faith with others. And so Paul challenges Timothy in a lot of ways. And in one particular way, he says this: "And the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." Now, what's interesting is that when these words hit Timothy's ears, he is still relatively young. Now, Paul is not speaking to a long-serving Christian at the end of his life. No, he's talking with somebody who's chasing after God as a college student, so to speak. And now Paul tells him to turn around and share what he is learning with reliable people who want to be disciples. And that is why growing as a disciple is often synonymous with leadership. When we walk with God, growing and serving usually happen at the same time. And then you discover that you've become a leader. That's because so much of what you need to know as a disciple is not just theory. It needs to be practiced. And as you practice, you learn. So, as you remember, we have said that you are not just part of a leadership team where you simply lead a Bible study. When you come into leadership with Chi Alpha, you are considered a discipleship leader on a discipleship team. Because in God's economy of growth, full immersion is the way towards maturity, wisdom, and leadership. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be enrolling you in a classroom of discipleship. Before we begin, let me give you three challenges as you prepare for each week. The first one is this: you'll get out of this training what you're willing to put into it. You know, there is a difference between the class where you show up early and the one that you choose to skip 8 times over the course of the semester. And I think you know the difference. So in order to learn something new about you and new about God, make it a priority to carve out intentional, scheduled time to listen and read the material that we're sending you. And to take it further still, review your notes on days you aren't doing any focused learning. Make it a priority to give God time and believe that he's going to show you some new things. Second, take notes, ask questions, and say a prayer. You're going to be given resources that will guide you through each podcast. As you are processing that material, take notes and write questions in the margins. Get your mind engaged with what you're hearing. And then before you move to discussion groups, which will happen over Zoom, say a prayer. You know, ask the Spirit of God for clarity where you have confusion. Ask the Spirit to show you what you don't know and give you fresh illumination into who he is, who you are, what he's calling you to do. And ask the Spirit to train you in discipleship. Be a full partner with him in this process. But third and finally, let me just say, participate like a boss. You know, we're going to be doing some different participation online, so consider your online etiquette. You know, show up on time, come prepared, have your notes. You know, eliminate all distractions. Turn off your phone. Let other people in your home know that you're busy for the next hour or so. And then determine now that what you are learning is important and you want it to make a difference in your life. So you're going to be intentional about it. And then when you get online, be ready to participate. You know, don't sit in the back of the class and hope everyone else will ask the questions. And remember, videos on, please. So, what can we expect from here? Well, our training will stretch over the next 7 weeks. And each week, the format will be the same. On Wednesday, you'll get a new podcast about a topic that either informs or instructs you in discipleship. Then on Thursday or Friday, you'll sign up for a Zoom call where a staff person will lead a discussion on the topic that was presented in the podcast earlier that week. That means that you need to finish that podcast by the time you participate in your Zoom discussion. Finally, you'll be given resources that correspond with each week's topic. So let me finish by saying this. Committing yourself to discipleship will help you discover in a more and more profound way who God is and the story you find yourself in. But knowing that is just half the equation. The rest is found in how you offer that hope and that knowledge to somebody else. And that's why being a disciple means everything. I mean, you walk around a campus every day with the answer that your friends are really looking for. Even if maybe they are not willing to admit it, or maybe even at first they're not so sure they want to hear your answer. But because it means everything, let's lean in and learn, set our hearts and minds and our community on being collectively unique and being on God's disciples. We'll talk to you soon.